Hey everybody, welcome to episode 41, Bear with Leif. Today I am joined by Emma Phipps. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, you are.
Yes, okay, excellent. Emma, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Excellent. Very happy to have you here. I guess we'll just get right into the episode. And that is Emma. Who are you?
Oh God! Right away.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah. Right into it.
I am a 26-year-old girl person, comedy attempter, writer, and anxiety sufferer.
Yeah, you and me both.
Nice.
There's got to be more than that, though.
Oh, do you want...
Who are you?
Okay.
What is important about you? Also, what type of comedy do you do regularly? I've seen you at, like... I know nothing about
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I saw you...
At
one open mic, and then in a wrestling ring when we, Royal Rumble style, just were thrown around a wrestling
yeah.
ring.
Yeah. So I've only just started doing stand-up.
Okay.
Still very, very new at it. Still not very good at it, but, you know, to be expected. I've written for Reductress a bunch. I've done improv.
I love Reductress.
That's the reaction I always get when I tell people that, and I love hearing it.
It is easily my favorite website.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah. The people that edit it are just incredible.
Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah. I'm very, very proud to have anything on that website at all. So... That's kind of my big, like, claim to fame at this point.
That's awesome. You're going to have to let me know which article is yours. I'll double check them.
Yeah. They're very good. They're very, very funny. I've done a tiny bit of improv, and that's kind of it. I'm still sort of figuring stuff out.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I'm still figuring stuff out, and it's been, like, 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah.
First it was improv. I was doing that, probably 6, 7 years now. Time gets real weird.
Yeah.
I did improv for like 3.5, 4 years, like very much. I was like, oh, this is like the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did stand up once in a while, and then teams fell apart, and all of a sudden I found myself doing more stand up, and that just took off.
Well, stand up is good because you're only relying on yourself. I've been in countless practice groups that have just completely fallen apart. And after a certain point, it's like, well, I want to be on stage.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to go be on stage somewhere.
Yeah. I was in 2 groups for like 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it just got to the point where the one group where we were like kind of falling apart, and I was just like, ah, I'm good. And then the other one, somebody else was like, oh, I think we're done. And I was like, but I, all right, stand up, time to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyhow, listen, people have been asking for Bear information. I have brought it. My guest today has actually brought some wonderful Bear news for all of you. So let's take a moment and hear what we've got.
So, this is just a little piece of Bear news that's, I chose it because it's related to my hometown.
Which is?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Ew, gross.
Shut up. The headline is, America's oldest polar bear celebrates chilly birthday.
Aww.
And it is about Goldilocks, the oldest polar bear in the United States, who had her birthday yesterday. She turned 36.
Oh, damn. That's
this
old.
My favorite detail is that they gave her a cake, but it was just a block of ice with carrots, blueberries, peanut butter, and nuts on it, which I get that being good for a bear, but that just seems like a very unpleasant assortment of things.
Yeah.
Blueberries and peanut butter? I'm not sure.
I mean, are polar bears known for having a very sophisticated palate?
No, that's a good point.
I was going to say, that actually sounds great to me. That sounds like right up my alley. I've become such a health nut, specifically the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I have low iron. I've been trying to get that up. I've been feeling weird, I didn't know if I was getting sick or what. And I did like a whole, like, I was already a health nut. I lost like 60 pounds a few years ago.
Damn.
Yeah, I was rounder. I was very lucky. It was everywhere, but like I'm four sizes smaller, pants wise and all that. But I've gone like the next step and eat like now pumpkin seeds in the morning for breakfast, along with like chia seeds, a little bit of yogurt, cereal if I'm kind of strapped for time. And I got all the supplements, omega 3, B12, iron, my daily vitamins. And I, like right now, I am flying off of B12. It is awesome. I have been doing it all wrong.
I saw that in the supermarket the other day and I thought about buying it, but I was kind of, I'm very sensitive to like even over the counter drugs and stuff like that. So I was a little worried that B12 would just send me into a manic tizzy, the likes of which have never been seen. So I passed on it and got vitamin D instead.
Another one. That's another one I probably should get because I'm not getting nearly enough sun right now.
Well, so if you're taking a daily multivitamin, it should include 100% of your vitamin D daily
Oh, okay.
value. And
That's good.
the thing that people don't realize is that anything above 100% of your daily value just comes out in your urine.
Oh,
So
yeah.
like if you're taking a vitamin C supplement that's like 3,000% of your daily value, you have just very expensive pee. So don't waste your
Very
money.
true.
Check and make sure before you buy it that you
Yeah.
actually aren't getting it.
That's what I like the B12 because my daily vitamins have some B12. But what I do is I then also take a B12 supplement at lunch. Like that's just B12. And because yeah, as you said, over 100, even 100%, not all that's going to get absorbed. I mean, I think it was like what 50% if we're lucky is, and that is a total assumption of a conversation, like a slight guess or remembering of a conversation I had like 15 years ago with a friend who at the time was maybe 18. So
So
useless.
questionable information at best.
Probably wrong. Can we just
Just flat
agree that it's
out
wrong? So if I said a number, which I did, don't listen to it.
Yeah,
We'll
forget
just,
that. Forget that information.
We'll just totally
Gloss?
gloss over
Gloss
it,
over it.
glaze over it,
Gloss.
gloss. Glaze would be like the eyes, but glazing over. Hey,
That's if you don't
fun
take
with
your B12.
words. If you don't, thank you. See, this I at this point I just have guests to keep me on some form of a trajectory.
Yeah, you're welcome.
My relationship with words is embarrassing at best. It's real bad.
Okay.
And as a stand-up comedian, that's a nightmare. It's real hard.
True.
Yeah, I like have to like with my whole body describe an emotion I'm having, trying to get someone to just give me a word. It's getting real bad.
I do like that very specific form of charades, though, where someone's like, oh, I'm trying to think of a word and it means all of these elaborate things. And then I give the best word I can think of. And then they're like, no, it's not that one. It's more like, so then you just sort of end up throwing words at them that are wrong. And then they say a word, they're like, oh, it was this. And you're like, that's not what that means.
That sounds like you know me because it is. And it's funny too, because people are like, I don't know this word. I'm like, no. I'm like, you don't have to be mean about it. You are giving us nothing.
Well, because it's very frustrating when you can't think
Oh,
of.
it's
It's the
so
worst because
frustrating. Well, I'm used to it,
everyone
but
is always thinking of a specific word that already exists. They
yes.
just can't access it.
Nope,
So
yeah,
it's
it's gone.
infuriating
Yeah,
to be
but
like, what is it?
as soon as I get nervous, my mind, it's not even that my mind is like frazzled, it just stops. There's nothing coherent going through. So if I'm, it could be, I'll use an example. It was not this, but not much easier than the word cat. And like, I'll be talking about it, be like, oh my God,
What do you call
it's an animal, dogs chase them. And people are like, what, what? And so immediately people are like, oh, I don't know. And they try to get like more
Because
crazy
they're like, he
ideas.
can't be thinking of cat. That's too
Yeah. And
obvious.
sure. Like
And
my
it was
close friends are
cat.
like, it's cat. Oh man, buddy, come on. It's getting real bad, but I'm owning it now. I was super self-conscious about it forever until recently.
And now you just accepted it.
I accept it because if I, when I acknowledge it and play into it is
Makes
funnier
it worse, yeah.
as opposed to me like trying to hide it, which I have spent the last 20 years of my life trying to do. It's real hard when you have your family, teachers, and professors be like, oh yeah, your grammar is terrible. Well, all right,
Thanks,
thanks
guys.
guys. Yeah. I tell people now, I'm like, oh, I do comedy. I've like, I've written stuff, written. I don't know. That's probably not even correct.
No, that is right.
Is it?
You've written things. There you go.
I spend a lot of time looking words up. So yeah. Sometimes I'll
take
the win.
Sometimes you get it right.
Sometimes I take the win. And people are always like, you? Huh.
Oh, that's mean.
I'm like, oh,
that's
man.
That's real mean.
Same with comedy. I'm like, you?
Oh,
yes, me.
That's awful.
It's painful, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst.
That's basically being like, you're not going to succeed at that based on what
yeah,
I know of you.
Like, oh, God, it's so painful. Like, I got, ugh.
Yeah. That's just rude.
It is. I try to tell people that, too. Like, if family or friends say that, I'm like, hey, I understand that you're trying to be, like, relate and stuff, but that's real mean. Mm-hmm. That's really mean.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know. Whatever.
Do you ever get the thing where they're like, oh, why don't you do some comedy for us?
Yeah. Oh, all the time.
That happened.
They want jokes.
Not this Thanksgiving, but last Thanksgiving. I told a family friend that I was doing improv, and he, like, had a very different understanding of what improv was versus, like, what UCB improv is. And so I was like, I literally can't show you what I'm talking about because I would need 7 other people to do it.
Yeah. I try to explain to people what improv is or how I've done it, but it's describing improv is impossible. But then people are always like, oh, tell me a joke. So it happens all, you said you just started getting into stand up.
Yeah.
It's going to get tenfold worse.
Get worse.
What I like doing is I have a couple of non-jokes that I love telling. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the difference between... Oh, let me see if I can remember how to do this. What's the difference between an elephant and grapes? No, what is similar? What's the same about... Yeah, what's this...
Oh, you don't even know this joke.
No, I fucked it up already. I always fuck it up. What's the... Oh, there we go. What do grapes and an elephant have in common?
I don't know.
They're all purple, except for the elephant. People get so disappointed and almost angry at you that it makes me laugh. And then
that is the
they will
thing.
Never ask me again.
To hear that you're a stand-up and then expect something really great, and then you just tell them, like, an anti-joke.
Mm-hmm.
I love...
Game over.
Love anti-jokes.
Oh, they're so good.
They're so funny.
Yeah, that one's good. And there's another one that I added a bunch of stuff on, but how do you...
I got one.
Oh, please.
My favorite ones are the ones that are, like... it's, like, a long run of them.
Okay.
So, why do elephants paint their toenails red?
Why?
So they can hide in cherry trees. Have you ever seen an elephant hiding in a cherry tree?
No.
See, it works.
That
there you go.
Awesome.
You can keep that one.
Oh,
I'm
going to be using
that
one all
the
Christmas
time.
Oh, so many. And I just love the look.
Yeah.
You break
when
them.
They're just like.
They get. It's a mixture of being like, they don't want to be mean, but you see on their face that they are upset.
Mm-hmm.
They are disappointed and they are angry that you wasted their time.
And they're kind of scared too because they've just confronted something that they don't understand.
Nope.
And
they are very. They're like, they don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
But then they also stop asking. And they're just like, oh, yeah, that's Leif just doing his thing. Mm-hmm. All right.
He's a little weirdo.
Yeah, a little weirdo there. Let me see if I can tell this other one. I added a bunch of stuff because I love doing the same thing where just like you keep going and going and going.
Mm-hmm.
So even at the end, people are just like,
please stop.
Please, 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 please. How do you fit 1,000 clowns into... We'll say a Honda Civic.
I don't know.
You make a Honda Civic that can seat 1,000 clowns. It won't be road legal, but it'll take care of the initial clown problem.
That's amazing.
I love that one.
That's really good.
I added that end part too myself. No big deal.
Oh,
kind
good
of a
work.
Big deal around here.
Road legal is a very funny phrase.
Oh, it's so good.
Any kind of like very specific terminology like that kills.
That's what I'm trying to work on is like get more specific, and it's been doing way better.
Mm-hmm.
I usually just do storytelling anyway. I've been trying to get more joke oriented, but it's just the stories.
Yeah.
I have more fun with those.
Yeah.
There was actually something else I was going to say, and it is gone forever. But hey, happy birthday to Coldilocks.
Happy birthday, Coldilocks.
Big 3-6.
Yeah. That's way longer than polar bears usually live.
Ooh, how old do polar bears usually
get? I think it said like 20 years or so.
20
to 25.
Wow, that's very old.
That's very old. So she deserves that cake.
Yeah, get Coldilocks. It, girl? I also love that name.
It's a great name.
My nickname's Goldilocks, no big deal. I'll show you a picture later. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyhow, do you have any more bear stuff?
That's all my bear stuff.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem.
We're going to get that going. More bear stuff all the times. I love bears. I am fascinated by them.
Me too. I don't actually find them... A lot of people are very scared of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
terrified.
Not. I mean, I understand that if I met one in the woods, I would be killed by it.
Nope.
I don't. But think I'm not frightened of that.
Then you'd be fine. The problem is if you show fear. They're animals, so they have an insight. And the thing is, if you're freaking out, they're gonna be like, "What the fuck's going on?" And they're gonna get defensive. But I mean, I grew up in Northwest Jersey, but basically like right along the Appalachian Trail, more or less, and like I would just go hiking and see bears all the time. There were times I've gone out in the winter and found bears hibernating. And so, and like, honestly, as long as they know where you are and you know where they are and you
everybody's
respect
cool.
each other, everyone's cool.
Okay.
The only times you hear about bear attacks are where people lose their shit and it's, or they do something with food. Like they'll have food in their tent or on them. And that's a no-go.
Did you see the movie Grizzly Man?
Yeah. I hate that. He was the worst.
He deserved to be eaten by a bear.
I'm not upset. Yeah, I feel bad. Like that's.
I feel more bad that his girlfriend.
That
died
was not fair.
Because it was like she just kind of fell in love with this guy who had this crazy weird fascination with bears, and she just like went along with it.
Yeah. And then he like when he went back and he's like, "Oh, I hate people now," and then like dragged her in. That wasn't fair.
No.
And the thing is, I don't even mind if you're going to live among, like, grizzly bears, but don't leave them. Like, you're not supposed to cross over that boundary.
Right.
And sure enough, the largest aggressive one was the one that did it.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of knew what was going on because he even called. He's like, "That's the one that doesn't like me." And it's like, "Well, then get away from it."
It was getting colder and like there wasn't any food around and it was like, "Get out of there, you idiot."
Yeah.
Like, what do
get
you think? Of course you're gonna get eaten by a bear. Like,
yeah,
fuck it
it's
up.
Not it's I it's I never want to say it's it I just don't care. That's like I was like, "Well, yeah, that happens."
Yeah.
And again, that
it's
poor
not
woman,
a tragedy.
It's not fair.
It's not a tragedy. I'm sorry.
It's not. He went like it's I was so torn after that movie, just being like, why did you?
Mm-hmm.
Because even along, I'm like, why is he doing that? Why is he doing that? Why is he doing that?
Yeah.
Why is he... And then even when he says, like, "I don't trust that one," I'm like, that one's going to kill you. Guess what? Spoiler alert, does.
Well, he was also, like, personifying them so much.
Yeah, that's
and
not
treating
good.
Them like people. And it's like,
nope,
they're not.
They're not
they're
people.
They're not people.
Yeah.
They're and not it's... your friends. They're bears.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is... Yeah, no good.
No good.
Yeah, that's funny. People, that comes up a lot. And I have a hard time, as I said, with words in general, but like I have a hard time articulating because like it's obviously terrible that this man died and he was trying to make a difference, but how he went about it was totally wrong.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, yeah. But you don't have anything to be afraid of. They're not that bad.
They're not that bad.
Not that bad. Yeah. My grandfather hit one in the towel with a towel once because it was eating our garbage, which they did all the time.
Yeah.
And I was just outside trying to make noise. And I was like, it's not going anywhere. So I was like, all right. I turn around. My grandfather goes out there with really a washcloth, about a foot and
that's
a half.
Like a dish towel.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
He was like drying dishes and he runs out there and smacks it in the face. And here because I run out with him just being like, oh, we're going to fight a bear. This is not good. And he hits it in the face. And me and the bear stopped, looked at each other, looked at him. And we're like, what are you doing? And just he took off one way. And I was sitting next to my grandfather like, you are crazy.
Yeah, that's intense.
Yeah. He really interesting individual. He's also like the 80... how is it? He's like 85, 86 year old dude that just like climbs onto my mom's roof and like cleans the gutters. Mm. And I'm just like, can you at least wait for me to help like right. hold the ladder?
Yeah.
Which is what you're supposed to do when you're healthy and 30.
Yeah.
And he's just, oh, what Fearless. An idiot. What an idiot. He's, yeah, he's an idiot. And in probably better shape than I'll ever be.
Right.
So we're about 20 minutes in. Covered the Bears. I looked up quickly Bear information. All I could find is that the Bears are playing Green Bay tomorrow and there's playoff
yeah,
implications.
I actually made the same mistake mm-hmm. too. I just typed in Bears and it was
yeah.
all about football.
All
and
football.
My first thing was like, would it be funny to just come with a bunch of facts about the Bears, the
yes.
football team? And then I was like, yes, but I also just want to know more about Bears.
It's fat. They're fascinating.
They're, really
they're amazing. I think eventually that will be very funny. And I'm looking forward to people bringing that or
okay.
being like the bear population in the city.
Yeah.
And having fun with it. But it is the first time we're doing it. And remember, everyone, Bears, number one, number two. It's been voted number two podcast about Bears.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Congratulations
we're doing great.
On your
Thank
success.
You. Thank you. I like that I'm just calling out the bit right up top. Everyone knows what it's not even a bit anymore. Now it's just stupid. All right. So are you ready for the definitive Emma Phipps interview?
Yes.
Do you have your phone on you?
I do.
Do you well actually need it?
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
I got it right here. How's the sound? How are the levels? We good?
We're good. You ready to start?
Yeah.
No, we are. that joke is real old. Every podcast I do, I probably make that joke 10 times a week. It's not good.
I like it, but I'm
well, that's
here.
Good. I appreciate that. Oh, here we go. I'm going to ask where my questions are like 30 times. I apologize.
Okay, I'm not going to help you find them.
Oh, no. It's going to take forever. It's a 3-hour podcast of me just, you just hear like, no.
Nope.
Over here. No, I can't find them. Oh, man. Ooh, that's a fun one that we didn't really actually get into yet. Why comedy? Also, they get way less, like,
yeah.
boring
that's
as
not,
they go
that's
on.
It's not a boring question. It's just a
yeah.
big question.
Yeah, but also not, it doesn't have to be where or when
mm-hmm.
or even, well, how is fun, but, like, just why? Like,
yeah.
what is it about comedy that you are like, yep, this is the thing?
So I come from a very comedic performative family. My dad is most dads are very jokey guys. A lot of dad jokes, a lot
oh,
of puns, a lot of stuff like that.
Shout out to dad jokes.
Hell yeah. So I kind of grew up around people whose whole MO was being funny. And then also we would like, this is kind of a terrible thing now, but my siblings and I grew up listening to like Bill Cosby records. We would all have them memorized. We would all memorize like Eddie Izzard routines and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
We watched a ton of Monty Python when I was a kid.
That's awesome.
Which informed like a significant portion of my sense of humor. And then also like I come from, but like everyone in my family is mentally ill to some degree. So there's always been a lot of like tension and fighting and just like difficulty. And from a very early age, I was like, oh, the best way to diffuse this is by being funny.
Mm-hmm.
So from like a very young age, I just kind of started figuring out what's the best way to make a joke. When is the best time? Like, what's the best joke to make to calm everybody down? So comedy has been both something I was kind of raised on and then also very much an adaptation and like a coping mechanism.
Yeah, very much so. I was always kind of quiet about it. But I think I've never thought of it this way, but that's probably where I got my timing from, because I know when I go into a room, I can read how everyone is doing by
mm-hmm.
just looking around. But the timing, I would not be surprised if that was it, is being like, oh, something's coming quickly and like throwing it in
yeah.
at the right time. And that actually got me thinking, like, when I go home now for like holidays, it is exhausting because I'm just like, oh, he's on. Oh, God. Here, jokes.
Yeah.
Laugh. No fighting. Here we go. Here we go. And then. After 2 days, like when I was home for Thanksgiving, after 2 days, I was with my brother and my mom, my granddad, my uncle. And then like at one point, I was just like exhausted. So the last morning, We were at the diner, and my mom and brother were just talking, and I just flipped over the man, just started like drawing. And they're like, "What?" My mom's like, "Why are you so quiet?" And I was like, "I'm just, this is
I'm
honestly,
burnt out.
this one, I'm burnt out. Two, this is actually me. Like,
yeah.
I'm actually very quiet, and like, I'll just sit in silence, and it's amazing." Oh, God, I have to do it again in like 2 weeks. Oh, no. Well, are you going home for the holidays?
I am. I'm actually going home on Monday.
Ooh, nice.
Because I'm unemployed right now, so there's no reason why I can't
More like
spend
fun employed.
But there's no reason why I can't
spend
10 days.
I need a high five for that one.
Oh, okay,
that was
I'll
terrible
give you a high five.
And
oh.
Nightmare. Yeah, balance all that stuff. Your phone, tea.
I'm doing it, my, though.
Oh, you did, which was impressive.
Thank you. I'm Simone Biles.
I missed that reference, and that makes
me sad.
She's
a gymnast. She has very good balance.
Oh.
It's probably not the best.
That's a great, but
reference.
That's still, I love references, and
okay.
I get so upset when I miss them, because I know I get upset when people
did you
miss
watch,
my references.
Did you watch the Olympics at all?
No.
Okay.
No. I like beach volleyball, and I'll catch that sometimes, but I don't have TV anymore.
Yeah.
And I know I could probably look it up online, but I just never think of it, because I feel like I'm 60 years old and just stuck in my ways. it's real bad. I try not to, but it's just because I grew up in the woods.
Yeah, that's
so
okay.
So technology is like new to me.
Yeah.
It's not like I just got a smartphone.
Wow.
About 2 months ago. So,
wow.
Yeah. I'm people.
I
still,
thought I was late.
Yeah. No, no,
thing.
No. And the only reason I got it is for the podcast network, because everything podcast oriented now is just goes to my phone.
Yeah.
And then my computer is for, well, this computer is for that as well. But it's just like with me, I got the information, all that stuff, and that's it. So I got it. I miss having a dumb phone every day. I miss it so much.
That's so weird to me.
Yeah. I mean, it's a wonderful tool. It really is. Like, I can look stuff up when I need to. But I, the other day, I woke up and I just wanted to see what time it was. So I hit the button and it said what time it was. And all of a sudden, I'm like, Facebook was open. I'm just.
Yeah.
Just scrolling. And I'm like, what am I doing? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Go back to bed. Stop. And the thing is, I'm not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's just, and I've been doing that all week. And I'm like, oh no, I'm already like fading to the dark side.
Well, my thing is that it's not really the dark side.
Oh, also.
Because there isn't like a right way to be a human being. I mean, there is, but like being on your phone, looking at Facebook, these things are not inherently negative.
Exactly.
I think we get fed a lot of stuff that's like, oh, technology is evil.
Mm-mm.
Facebook is ruining people's relationships. Instagram is fake and everyone is unhappy because of it. And I just don't think that's true.
It's not. That's old people complaining, which I am well aware that is who I am. But I actually am a firm believer that people always saying like they want to go backwards. Like, no, we have to go forwards with technology. It's just since it's new. People are still feeling it out.
Yeah.
Technology is an amazing tool.
Yeah.
I can look up whatever I want, whenever I want. And every time it still fascinates me.
Yeah.
Like it blows me away every time. But it's just new. I remember 10 years ago, there weren't smartphones.
Right.
Actually, probably longer than
longer
that.
Longer than that at this point, yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm so
it's
old.
It's okay.
Oh
just
God.
Just take deep breaths.
Oh God. Time's getting weird. But it's just happening so fast that our generation being the forefront of it, it's like we're going through just a crash course.
Yeah.
And I think there are things that kind of get in the way, but it's an amazing tool.
Yeah.
I think we're just learning how to use it. That's it. I think the next generation or where, I don't know the cutoff, but I taught first grade. Those kids have it on lockdown.
It's scary how good they are, how quick.
Oh, they're so good, but they also already have, because their screen time is a big thing.
Right.
And so they're only allowed to go on for maybe an hour, 2 hours max.
Mm-hmm.
So they have these boundaries where we do not. We do not have those boundaries because for
no
us,
no one imposed
it was new.
Them on us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're just, it's just pure us going into it. And like, it can be a way, like I have seen people just scroll and just being bored and miserable.
Yeah.
But if you're it's so useful. There is all the information in the world. You can communicate with anyone in the world.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So amazing.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have a weird relationship with technology.
Well,
because I'm also the guy who wants to be like live off the grid.
Right.
So.
Which there are times that I'm like that, but they're pretty rare. There are times I'm like desperate to go be a farmer somewhere in Wyoming. But
Now
like,
you're talking.
hey, the funny thing about like people talking about technology is it doesn't just encompass the internet and computers and phones. Technology is everything we've ever invented to help us with our lives. So like,
Exactly.
people had these same reactions of being like, oh, it's going to ruin people's minds about television. They had them about radio. They had them about books. If you go far back enough, you can find people saying, like, this person reads too much. It's going to destroy their mind.
In their defense, people who they're now they're just nerds,
Right.
and we
And
don't
nobody wants
need
to be a
nerds. We don't need, they're
nerd.
just in the way at this point, right? Can we just agree on that? Nerds are just in the way with their technology and their computers
And their
and their
books and
like,
their
yeah,
radios.
we don't need them anymore. Come on, let's go back. Hunter gatherers, right? When
Do you
everything
want
was
to go back like, do you
easier.
want to go back like before the invention of the technology of written language?
Oh, God, yes. How much?
Damn.
The good old days, right?
The
Come
good old days when everyone just
on.
memorized
BC, baby.
epic poetry.
Oh, God. Yes. Now we're talking. Just everything's poetic and beautiful. And then you have to hunt or you die immediately. Chances are you are going to die. If you have kids, one out of four will
Oh
live.
my
You know,
God.
things were
It's exhausting.
simpler.
It's so simple if you are not in charge of having the babies, though, because
Oh,
like women used to have to
yeah.
pop out like 10,
And
and you'd
on
be
the way,
lucky if
they would
like
die as
two would.
well.
Yeah, that's
It's
exhausting.
miserable.
I'm not doing
None of that sounds appealing.
that.
Honestly, talking about going back to like the early 2000s sounds like a nightmare to me. Like,
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I mean, I love technology. I just have a weird relationship with it. I don't know. I think just because I seem older than I am, and I grew up in the woods. I'm trying. I'm just really
You
bad at
really
it.
are.
Yeah, I try.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Got another question?
Oh, are you kidding me? I got like 15 more of these bad
Okay, cool.
boys. Did we nail why comedy? Oh yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I
What
did.
does comedy do for you now?
That's a really good question that I'm not sure I know how to answer.
That's the question. There, that's
I
the
just,
question I need to
okay.
ask.
It's really fun. I have a lot of fun doing it. I do think I'm good at it. I really want to get better at it.
So come on, you teed that up. I'm
I
also trying to
know.
be meaner. Honestly, though, even
That's
at
you're
that
trying to
silly
make that
little
part of your new
joke,
brand. Technology and meanness is your
yeah,
new.
I'm trying to get the two together. But even that like little stupid joke, I'm sorry. Like
That's
it hurts
okay.
so much. I'm too nice to
That's
do
all
it.
right. But mostly, honestly, I feel like a big part of why I do anything is to get like the respect of my peers and to just have it be like, people know me as someone that's funny, that does funny things, that makes funny things. Like, I'm not even trying to be famous or rich. I just want people to respect
Amen.
me.
Yeah, I just want to make stuff with people. I
Yeah,
have like
same.
honestly, I would love if the network took off, but the fact that I'm able to help people like create these crazy cool ideas, I am on board. Let's
Yeah.
do it.
Nice.
So you said you just got into stand up. Why did you do your first stand up open mic?
I had been wanting to do it for a really long time. I think it's no matter what you want to do in comedy, I think it's good to kind of flex different muscles and see, what you're good at, what you're not good at, where you need to improve. So I just sort of wanted to try my hand at it, and I had been writing joke ideas for the longest time. And then I met some people in New York that knew people that ran open mics, and I was like, okay, it's time to do this for real and just actually try it instead of talking about trying it. So I did. Yeah.
Nice. There you go. Did you find the night before you just wrote all new stuff, or do you have jokes that you were pretty set on?
I had stuff I was pretty set on. Because if you're like sitting with it for 2 years without ever saying it out loud, you really do want to try it. You really want to
Yeah.
see how it actually works.
I have like notebooks filled with ideas that are just close. I've tried. There's nothing in there. But the night before I did my first open mic, I just wrote all new
All new
stuff. One of
stuff.
which is like a joke I still use once in a while. It's not that bad. But I need pressure. I don't do well without pressure.
Interesting.
Yeah. So everyone, book me on your show so I can write more stuff.
The night before.
Please. Oh, yeah. I do that a lot. Where do you go on a first date? I'm asking for a friend. Oh yeah,
Ooh.
these are gonna start getting a little less like boring.
First dates are tough.
They're the worst.
I don't really like dating at all.
High five. I'm not getting up,
no,
though.
No, because I'd have to balance all this stuff again. I feel like happy hour isn't too bad, but not everybody drinks. And also, sometimes it's really annoying to be trying to have a conversation with somebody and be like sitting in a bar and the music is loud and it's not fun at all. So I also think I think it's kind of romantic to just like ask someone to go on a walk with you.
Thank you.
I love that idea.
I have been told that straight up no and be like, that's weird. I'm like, well, what? Why?
No, it's not.
Because like I don't drink and people are like, hey, you want to go get a drink? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then people will find out I don't drink in real time. Mm-hmm. And that is apparently a major turnoff. So now if I were to go on a date, I would just be like, hey, just for the heads up, I don't drink.
Yeah.
And then that is another red flag. Because people are like, why are you telling me that? I'm like, because it's weirder if I don't. You're the ones who make it weird.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not weird at all. And then also, like, you can drink non-alcoholic things. I think the pressure, especially on dates, to get or be drunk is really toxic and weird.
Yes. It's, people get, yes, yes. I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you? Yeah,
no,
keep going.
No, but like the first time you get to know someone, you don't want it to be them in an altered state.
Exactly.
You want it to just be them authentically. Mm-hmm. So like walks, coffee, tea.
It's funny to make the move when totally sober because like I'm just a nervous guy. But the other person, when they're sober, it's like the first time they're going through it sober.
Oh, God.
People are like, this is real weird. It's so weird. I'm like,
it's not, though. It's
the same.
Not. Yeah.
But it's that's a great answer, though, because
Thank
I
you.
Agree. I would much rather do that than. People are always like, hey, you want to like go to like get a drink or go out to the bar, like these huge bars where it's like, oh, I know this really cool bar that everyone goes to. I'm like, people know. I don't want more people.
Right.
It gets loud. I'll get anxious at some point. It's not fun.
No.
Also, first dates are just so fucking boring.
Yeah.
Oh, my
terrible.
God. Have you tried online dating? That's the worst.
I swore off of it for like over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then just recently like re-downloaded Tinder. And it's fine, but it's not really, I think the people that actually end up finding like boyfriends or girlfriends through Tinder are kind of rare.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's mostly just kind of like, it's like a game.
Practice,
it's the gamification.
Almost.
Yeah, it's not real.
Yeah,
it's not real.
It's so bad. Every once in a while, I like flirt with the idea of using it and like, I'll like go on and make a couple like, connections or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then somebody will message me and then shortly after I'm just like, I read people's body language probably more so than anything else, and it's like, I don't know, I can't gauge anything that's going on. All I want to do is make jokes, but doing that in text form with someone you don't know is just not a good idea.
Yeah.
And people always get upset with me. I'm like, no, everything, I don't mean anything seriously ever.
Yeah.
I took my first 29 years of my life entirely too seriously. Not happening anymore. Everything is just jokes and silliness forever.
Yeah.
And it is the worst. But great answer.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
That answer. What movie have you seen the most?
Ooh. Wow.
It's my favorite question.
That is such a good question. I'm going to throw some options out there because I'm not sure what the answer is, but it's got to be one of these.
Okay.
Mean Girls.
Okay.
The Lion King.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one.
Anchorman.
Oh, so good.
Almost Famous.
Another good one.
Maybe Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Okay. Oh, those were all like,
they're
you
really
were in
good
middle
movies.
School when those came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing a lot of those. I was in high school, like watching those a lot, especially Almost Famous, like the coming of age.
Oh my gosh.
In like the indie scene.
Mm-hmm.
So like we were just like, this is us, guys.
Yeah,
we're doing it. We're like, oh boy. Mine was, I say it every week, but whatever. Spaceballs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I got it
answer.
Entirely too young and watched it probably 100 times. Whoops.
Oops.
Have you ever seen the second, not technically the second Anchorman, but they took a bunch of shots from the first one and they made a separate movie?
No.
I highly recommend it.
What is
it's
it
weird. Let's take a quick look online.
Okay.
Because it's like a thing. And no, everyone I tell are like, no, it's not. I'm like, I've seen it and you can even get it online.
No, that was a fever dream that you had.
I mean, I can't put that past. I've been real sick a couple times and would not be surprised. Let's see. We have The Legend of Ron Burgundy, which is the first movie.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the name of it? Because Anchorman 2 was in theaters, we all know.
Yes.
We saw it. It was fun.
I actually did not see that one.
Oh, you would like it.
Probably.
Do you like the first one?
I adore the first one, and I waited to see, or I was holding off on seeing the second one because I wanted to hear whether or not it was good. And then it just kind of fell through the cracks. I don't see a lot of movies.
Oh, you're one of them.
I know. Sorry.
That's right. I fucking love movies, but since I started doing the podcast, I haven't gone to see a movie in so long. Like right now, Star Wars is out, and I am going crazy not seeing
it.
Like last year, I skipped my company Christmas party to see the early showing on opening night for Star Wars: The Force Awakens. It was amazing.
Can I tell you a terrible story about my experience with The Force Awakens?
Very excited.
So I was gonna go see it, and then there was a comedy show happening that I really wanted to see instead.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tweeted like, oh, I love this show so much that I'm not going to see Star Wars tonight. And a bunch of people were like lurking on Twitter waiting for someone to tweet about Star Wars, and then they like would go and spoil them. So I got spoiled in the morning. And then when I was at the comedy show, someone came out on stage and spoiled Star Wars again. So I got spoiled twice in one day for a movie that I skipped going
That's
to
not
see.
Fair. People, they're the worst. The funny thing is, oh God, what did I do? I made the internet real sad one day, and a lot of friends really upset because we were talking about, I can't remember the theory. If I remember it, I'll throw it out there. I'm all over the place. It's called Wake Up Ron Burgundy, the lost movie.
Okay.
They basically, what they did the first three quarters of it is just cut scenes that they put together.
Ooh, that sounds good, though. There must have been so much extra stuff.
And they string it together with a monologue. And then at the end, it's just a separate ending that's real weird.
Wow.
And it's great. Okay. It's so much fun. Except it's super expensive now because I think they only made a handful of them. It's real weird.
Can I find it online? Like streaming?
That I don't know.
Okay.
My friend just owned it and we saw it because it was just like a small thing I think they threw out afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But it is fascinating. It's a lot of fun. I highly recommend it. Not remembering that. Oh, God, I'm going to headbutt myself. Anyway.
That's going to be impressive. Headbutting yourself?
Headbutting myself?
Yeah.
Oh, we could, like, go for a knee or something.
I guess.
And then it's 2-1. I also knee myself in the
head. I was going to say, in that situation, aren't you really just kneeing yourself in the head? But yeah. I guess you're doing both.
Yeah. It's all about perception.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's a big word. That's the biggest word I've used yet today. High five. What was your last tweet?
Oh,
has to be the last one too. None of this pinned stuff, which I don't even know what that is, but people tried sneaking that in and I don't
like
it.
Come on. You're a comedian. You got to figure out how Twitter works.
I barely know how Twitter works. I'm trying really hard. I really am. That's not me being like anti-Twitter. I just don't.
You just don't understand.
I'm working on it slowly.
Well, I do want to say, for the listeners, all the listeners out there, that I am very good on Twitter and you should follow me. I'm at Phipps Don't Lie on Twitter.
That's a great name.
Thank you.
I should actually add you right now.
Do you want to know like what I tweeted out to the world or a retweet or something that I said, like tweeted at other people, like in a conversation?
Let's do a tweet to the world. I think those are usually the best.
Yeah.
Or worse, depending on how you look at it.
So the last thing I tweeted out to the world is a revision of a famous Christmas song. I changed the lyrics to, oh, the weather outside is fine and everything else is fine. I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. Please don't touch me right now.
I like that. That's great.
Thank you.
So I'm following you now. Please
now
follow
I'm following
me back.
You.
Yay!
Hooray.
How many followers do you have?
I currently have 1,923 followers.
Without looking at mine, guess how many I have?
120. I just looked at it because I just followed
you. You were staring at it. No, it's 100. Wait, 143, you said?
20-something.
No, I should have more than that. Oh, that's going to make me real sad if like 20 people stop following me or 15.
All at the same time.
But I mean, listen, it's understandable. I haven't tweeted anything. Oh, I'm not going to go through all that right now. I'll take your word for it. I'm not good on Twitter, guys. I'm trying real
hard.
Well,
you're new to the world of technology, so.
It's real weird.
But Twitter is great for writing jokes, though.
Yeah.
I got it in like 2008, and I was like, oh, this will just be a fun way to practice writing jokes.
It helps me cut a lot of the fat out of a joke. But again, all my stuff ends up being like story based.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like having the long, drawn out build up and then like a killer end line.
Yeah.
Again, just stories, basically. I'm just getting defensive now. I need to get better,
get better
at Twitter. That's what it comes down to. I need to.
Yeah.
My roommate for a while would remind me to do it at least once a day. Now he's like, just do it once a week, please.
Yeah.
I'm retweeting the podcast, though, so I'm getting there.
Okay.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Baby steps.
I swear I'm not 80 years old. I think my mom's better on Twitter at this point. My friends.
Does your mom have Twitter?
She doesn't. She has Facebook.
Oh, okay.
She still thinks every post I make is for her and only her, makes it real weird.
Oh, parents on Facebook like that make me laugh, but also horrify me.
I had to sit her down recently and be like, hey, just for the heads up, if you read something from me, because mom's like, I don't get this. What's this? Why is this?
Oh, my God.
Why did 10 people respond to this? I'm like, oh, because I made a dick joke. And people thought it was like funny and like, but it or whatever. And she's like, okay. And then, oh God, I'm still curious to see the outcome. I haven't talked to her about it since Thanksgiving. We had somebody brought like homemade sausage and put it on a plate.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked so much like a penis.
Right.
So much so. And like, for the most part, I try not to grab the low fruit, but this was this made me and my brother giggle so hard. And it just looked like an uncircumcised penis.
Yeah.
So I took a picture of him and just said, oh, our appetizers are uncircumcised. And 3 days later, my mom goes, Leif, I can't believe you did this.
Oh,
and I was like,
on.
Oh, mother. Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Parents on Facebook lack a sense of humor to an extent that it's like you have a sense of humor in person. What is it about Facebook that's taking it away? Like my friend posted, he's in Australia right now and he's producing a podcast that's recording at Sydney Opera House, which is like a huge thing.
That's awesome.
And he's like him he took a picture of him.
I need much cooler friends.
Standing with like the opera house in the background and there's like the ocean and there's people everywhere. And he's just like standing there looking really, really sad and angry. And it's a hilarious picture because it's like he's in this beautiful setting and he's so sad and angry. And like his mom and his aunt both commented and were like, don't be sad. Like, this is a great picture. You look great.
Yeah.
I hope you're having fun in Australia. And it's like, guys.
Yeah. Just it's all joke. I think it's because for them, if they see something on a computer, my mom is very much like, oh, she sees something on the computer. It's serious.
Right.
And like since there's no tone that you can read, it's just kind of like, oh, I read words, those got to be pretty good. Like it's that whole I could talk about human psychology forever.
Oh boy.
So that's what I did when I taught first grade. It's like
you taught first graders human psychology.
Well, no, they're human psychology,
right?
Which is exactly like full-grown adults,
right?
Except kids are cuter. If you could say whatever in like talking, but it's once you write it down, it's real and it's serious.
Mm.
And so then everyone follows the rules, everyone does what they have to do
right.
as soon as you write it down. And that's the game changer. And like I've done that in my real life when I was managing different things. And it's like you write it down, all of a sudden it's like, okay, that's the thing we got to do. And it gets real serious. And that's what my mom, like I know for a fact that's what my mom and my dad did. Like I tried my dad texted me and I tried making a joke, totally lost on him. And he just like called, he's like, hey, got your text. Everything cool? I'm like, yeah, because he messaged me like a picture of all the snow in his backyard.
Yeah.
And I was like, I like made some silly joke about like, oh, yeah, fire and brimstone. Or I can't remember what it was.
Right.
That wasn't it. And he was just like, oh, everything good? I'm like, yeah, I was making a joke. He's like, I figured that, but it's weird.
Oh, boy.
Weird reading it. And I was like, yeah. All right. My parents were super old also, which does not
help. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're late 60s.
My parents are mid 60s.
All right.
So I sympathize.
There they are. They know.
Neither of them are on Facebook. My dad does not have a smartphone. My mom just got one. and really doesn't. She just neither uses my parents it for calling and texting, and she's bad at texting. Love you, Mom.
Shout out to Emma's mom,
Carolyn.
Shout out to Carolyn. Hey, Carolyn. I'm sure that's not good. Anyway, next question.
There was a recycling sound.
Is that what's going on?
It sounded like outside? Recycling thing getting knocked over. Maybe it's bears.
Ooh, New York City Bears. that would be great. That would make my day.
Kind of fun.
Except that poor bear would probably have to get shot and left.
True.
Yeah.
True.
But, you know, you win some, you lose some. That's terrible. I love bears. People are the worst. Last Google search.
Oh, boy.
Those are the best.
Well, this was just on my phone because I'm sure the one on my computer is different.
That's fine.
And
I'm sure
it was. Also, well, let's see.
I will look it up.
History, right? Search history? That's the thing.
I don't know. I always just
I looked up Mark Hamill.
Oh, that's
because
not
I wanted
that
bad
to
see if he was still married to his wife.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, mine is always directions or words. I almost read this out loud. Anchorman, wake up, Ron Burgundy.
Right.
I almost just said that to you. I was like, oh, right. We just did that.
That happened here.
And then before that, bear news.
Yeah.
So that's helpful.
I have that too. I've been getting more and more into professional wrestling lately. So a lot of what I've been looking up is just various wrestlers to learn about their histories and their lives.
That's awesome.
It's crazy.
I've been doing that a lot too. Also looking up like old ones.
Mm-hmm.
Just being like, who is dead or alive and what did they do afterwards? Especially with the whole Jake the Snake Roberts like comeback type of situation. Mm-hmm. I've been very curious about like learning more about that stuff. What was the last thing? It's always directions. The last like six things I did were directions. This morning I looked only directions, I think. I'm so boring. I'm still not used to having a smartphone. I always look up where I'm going.
Yeah.
And try not to use my smartphone and like keep, because like I've not had one for so long riding my bike. I now kind of know where everything kind of is.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thank everyone who I have been lost and called and been like, hey, I'm real lost. How do I get to you?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, God damn it. But I now know where everything is. I'm losing it though. I can already feel it. It's like just, I try to use, as opposed to using the map app, I try using the compass app instead.
Ooh, wow.
So I used to carry a compass and then it fell off and everyone made fun of me so much that I actually stopped doing it. That was like, that was the one thing I was like, I can't do.
I'm putting that down.
Yeah. But the thing is, everyone's like, no, that was so you. I'm like, yeah, but everyone was so mean about
right.
it. I just want to live in the woods, guys. Man, I am all over the place today. Anyhow. Ooh, what is your favorite impression? And please answer as such. And just to not throw you under the bus, I will do, again, my worst Christopher Walken impression that I love, but it's so bad. And I can only do it by reading, goodbye, moon. Goodbye, moon. Goodbye, moon.
Okay, that's
it's
not
terrible.
So bad.
It's not good.
It's not great.
you're the nicest
I'm
guest
very
I've ever
kind.
Had.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my best impression is a one-word Cosby impression.
Please.
Rudy!
That is amazing.
Right?
That's perfect.
Sorry,
I
might
that.
Have like jumped the levels up a little bit on that
one.
But
no,
it's
no,
like
no.
you gotta do that.
We've gotta listen, this isn't my first rodeo. I have compression on.
Wow.
So like if you get real loud, it brings it down to a better volume.
Cool.
So feel free to yell as much as you'd like.
I'm going to yell for the rest of this podcast.
You are yelling very loud right now. In real life, it's
you
terrifying,
can't
but you
yeah.
can't tell.
I'm screaming at life right now.
It's terrifying.
Thank God for compression.
Yeah. Oh man, that was a lot. I'm scared. What is the magic word?
I mean, please is a good one. Really,
it's a good one.
It's really
I like it.
Very important to be polite.
Mm-hmm.
The secret magic word that has to do with politeness is empathy.
That is the best. I don't even,
Right?
I always have like a joke answer ready. I'm not even gonna do it because that is the
That's the
best
real
answer.
answer.
Empathy. That is.
That'll unlock a lot of doors.
Do you want a podcast? Because I think I'm done. I'm just done.
I'm
That's
taking
the
over,
one.
baby.
That's, yeah. Empathy, that is the magic word.
Yeah.
Fuck. I didn't even think about that. That, yep, that's the best one. I'm not even happy, but I'm just like angry about it. Like, I didn't even think
You're
about that yet.
furious.
God
You're screaming right
damn.
now.
I am screaming. Thank God for compression. But it's better because I was just whispering the whole time before that. I'm a genie. You have 3 wishes in 10 seconds. Go.
$100,000, a more responsible roommate,
Shots
and
fired. Time's up.
yeah, I blew that third one.
I'll give you get the third one. I'll give you the
Well,
third
you know what's
one.
crazy
I'm
about the
generous.
two that I just said is that if
Sure.
I had $100,000, would I stay in my apartment?
Are you asking me? Yes. I don't
I
know.
don't know. I don't know either.
I would need
I
a
mean, if
lot.
you
I think I would need a lot
suddenly came
more.
into a lot of money, and to me,
You
a
wouldn't
hundred
want
thousand
to
dollars
know
is a lot
what
of
I would do
money.
with money. I would buy a van, a bunch of recording equipment, just drive around recording with people, and just probably live in the van.
That's not the worst thing you could do with money.
That's literally my 5-year plan.
That's what you want to do with your
Yep.
life. All
Which,
right.
again, on a first date, dating at 30, you get asked that a lot.
Right. Do
That is
people literally
a.
ask you what your 5-year plan is? Ugh.
Yeah, it's
So you are
LA.
going on dates with terrible people.
That is part of it, and I'm not the best as far as like a standard date's concerned. But I want to talk about
Sure.
like concepts. I basically want to talk about like the podcast,
Right.
like talk about like concepts and existential stuff, and not be like I don't care. I mean, I don't not care, but for simplicity's sake, like I don't care about where you're from, what you do, or anything. I want to know who you are. Like if you're into doing stuff, that's what I want to know about. If you have
Right.
like a cool story from your hometown, cool, let me know. Or if that was like an important thing to you, but it's like I hate small talk. And I look,
Yeah.
and the worst part is like I have no poker face, so it's like I'll be sitting there just like,
Miserable. Yeah, I'm
and
the
people are
same
like, are
way.
you
If I'm
okay?
unhappy,
I'd be
people
like,
can
no, I'm
immediately
not.
tell.
I'm not
Yeah.
at all. I've been on a date where I'm sure it was on me, where she was like 20 minutes in, she was like, yeah, this is not working. I was like, no, not at all. Let's get out of here.
Well, that's
Oh
good
my
though, because I
God.
think it's liberating to realize that you can leave, that you, if you're in a situation like that, you don't have to stay in it. Like
Yeah.
I've had people be like, "Oh, I'm going on a date. I'm really nervous. What if it doesn't go well?" And I'm like, "If it doesn't go well,
Get the
just
fuck out of
leave.
there.
If
Yeah,
the guy is
go.
awful, you don't have to finish your meal. Get that shit boxed up and leave."
Yeah, that's why I
Like
also don't do meals. At this point, I try to do tea and coffee, like an out, like really wall, like box it in. So
Yeah.
no matter what, I gotta get out of there.
Yeah. For first
Usually
dates, you
with like
gotta
a
have an
mic or
out.
something, because
Yeah.
if it works out, I'll be like, oh, maybe I won't go to the mic tonight.
Right.
It never works out. I always go to the mic. I don't know why
Right.
I say these things. Like that is the idea, but that's not ever what happens. It's also
Right.
why I stopped dating just totally. It's
Yeah.
a nightmare.
What were we talking about?
Don't know. Hi,
Oh,
I'm
5-year
Life.
plans. Hi, nice to meet you, Life. You're gonna go, you're
Oh,
gonna get your van, and you're gonna
yes.
drive around.
Take off.
That's what you do with
Game
money.
changer. People do not. And I honestly don't. I'm not even upset about it. I respect that decision or that question coming up top because in your 30s, people are looking
Yeah.
for a special someone to get married, to have a family,
Right.
and create a career. Where it's like, I'm just starting with comedy. I've always wanted to travel the country in a van. I'm gonna do that. Hopefully, doing comedy at the same time. We'll see.
Right.
And I have no desire to do the family thing anytime soon. And
Yeah.
so it's just like, we're cool. We're just in two totally
Very
different
different, yeah.
stratospheres. So we're cool. Stratosphere, big word. Also,
Nice.
don't
Way to
think I really
go.
used. That's not what I was going. That's not even the word I wanted to
That's
use, but it came
okay.
out and it works. Oh
It's
man.
fine. Anyone who's being judgmental about that can go kick rocks.
I like that because it's not
Right?
mean. It's just
No.
like
Go
go
kick
do a
rocks.
thing.
Yeah.
Just a
I
thing.
like
That's
old
fine.
timey stuff like that.
I love that.
My friend from college, she's very much like has sort of like an old timey sensibility. So the thing she would always say is, you can go suck an egg.
That's a good
Which is like you
one.
think it's gonna go one place and it goes somewhere completely
Oh
different.
yeah. I always like saying, "Oh, that's just ducky." That one's a good one. Or it's usually more joking,
Love
but
that.
for a long time, I would just go, oh, rats.
Rats is good.
I did that for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's people make fun of me for saying stuff like that, but I think it's hilarious to just be like, oh, my stars.
Yeah. Oh, that one's the best. I love those. I still remember the one time I was waiting for, I was younger and I looked like a real dirty hippie. Like no one wanted to talk to me. And so me at the time, the person I was dating and a friend of mine, we were all hanging out, like waiting to go into like an IHOP. Mm-hmm. And they said they called us, but they didn't. We were there for like an hour and a half. And I was like, oh, hey. And I was like being super polite. And the manager came out, and the manager and in their defense, I looked like trouble.
Right.
But they were being total dicks, and they were just making up all these excuses. And eventually, they're like, well, if you want, we'll, like, call the police. I went, oh, that's just – and everyone was like, oh, I'm like, Ducky. Everyone started laughing hysterically, and the manager and this, like, waiter just got so angry. It's like one of the first times I was like, oh, if you make people laugh, that is so much better than me just telling these people off right now.
Yeah, it's a complete left turn. People do not expect it.
Not at all. And it was...
Ducky is perfect. Felt so good. That's great...
Oh, yeah. This just Ducky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My other favorite thing that I've been doing a lot recently, and I stole it from a podcast, but is going, aw, beans.
Those are the best. Yeah. I am actually trying to swear way less. Swear like a sailor.
Yeah, it's fun.
I come from a long line of sailors on both sides of the family.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like my granddad on both sides. I believe they were both in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad was in the Navy. And also on my dad's side, they were like super like into sailing, mm-hmm. like literal sailors. Right. Like I grew up sailing every weekend.
Wow.
So it's in my blood.
So that's where the swearing comes from.
Yeah. Humble brag. I just wanted to say I used to go sailing. So yeah, I'm really trying to swear less. Like, I don't need to swearing is all, but don't get me wrong. The word fuck is still amazing.
Yeah.
It's a great word. It's a great word. I'm just trying to like make sure when I use it, it's like maybe just in my set, maybe just like a very specific time, just once. Yeah. I don't need to be doing it very often but we'll see. Who is right?
Ideally, me. Lately, I've been trying to come to terms with the fact that that's not always the case.
And you said, what, 27?
Like,
that's when I figured I was always wrong.
Yeah, it's tough.
Big ego. I'm so into spirituality. I will go off for hours about that stuff.
Oh, boy. How far are we into recording?
An hour.
Okay. Because I could talk about that shit forever, too.
Okay. And then that's what we will be doing.
Okay.
I had a major issue with ego for my entire life. And I was like, no, I made it so that I was like, in my mind, the thought process was, what I do has to be special because I need that. I needed that. I needed I put so much pressure on me. Once I took a step back and was like, oh, the universe is gigantic and I am meaningless. Mm-hmm. Everything I do is meaningless. Even though that sounds super sad and depressing.
No, it's liberating.
It liberated me. And now I'm doing doing comedy. I'm having fun. But through that, I'm now also reaching people and being able to like help other people who maybe are battling with like depression or anxiety or mm-hmm. having like weird, like at a weird time. Like I can actually help now and do the things I want to do. Make political or environmental or any like these stances
mm-hmm.
and actually make effect as opposed to just being like angsty and like angry and yelling at things.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing anyone good.
Yeah.
Anyone.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was like partially science, but also spirituality. I like started meditating a lot more. And
do you still meditate?
Yes. Not as much as I used to because I had a crazy experience once.
Really?
And since then it was just chasing that and I can't duplicate it.
Oh, okay.
It
like crazy good experience.
Oh, yeah. It was insane. And now I'm just kind of chasing it and got to the point where I was like, it's hard for me to get, and it's been years, but it's still hard for me to like get to back into the regular schedule of meditating.
Mm-hmm.
At the time though, it was also perfect because I had nothing but time.
Right.
It was before I moved to the city. So I was living in the country. I'd get home at 5 o'clock and just have 5 hours to kill every night.
Mm-hmm.
So it was much easier, but I would ride my bike. I would go to a beach. I would meditate. It was like a small, like state park. And I would meditate. And then one night I was meditating and I'm usually there for half an hour max and I take off And I was sitting there in the sun was always is usually going down at that point. I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden everything just got like weird, and temperatures got weird, and all this light and crazy, like very like not ecstatic,
Euphoric.
euphoric. Thank you. This is why I have guests, because I need words. And it was this amazing experience. And all of a sudden, I like open up my eyes, and like, mind you, I just saw like all these, like the sun was setting these bright lights. It was like an hour and a half later, and maybe I did go to sleep, maybe I didn't, but
Yeah.
either way, it was an amazing
That's
experience.
incredible.
And it was because of meditation that now it's like every time I start meditating, it's like I am almost trying to get that again. And that's not how that works. Like,
Yeah,
that'll never
no,
happen again.
unfortunately.
So it's just kind of like, well, fuck. But.
I've been told that I should meditate. And I know I should, and I have tried. But it's like going to the gym. Like, it's just the practice of sitting down and doing it, especially if you're someone like I've always had like an aversion to being alone with my thoughts.
Oh yeah, it's the
So having to
worst.
just like sit there and be present
It
is
it's
terrifying still,
tough.
you know?
It is very tough. I had a lot of trouble getting into it, and it just took the thing that really helped me, riding my bike beforehand,
Wow,
because
yeah.
it helped with blood circulation, all that. I mean, that's what yoga is really. Yoga is just meditation while through moving. And that's what really helped me, because yeah, it's I do not want to listen to my thoughts.
They're
They are
awful. Thoughts are
toxic. Oh
bad.
my God.
Yeah.
Oof.
They're
Yeah, it's
so
no
my
good.
thoughts are so mean.
Oh,
They're
they're
more
terrible.
mean to
Oh
me
my
than anyone
God.
else can ever be.
That's what I tell people. Like, sometimes people are like, "Are you angry?" I'm like, "No, I can't. I am like incapable of being angry at people." I just have to tell people, be like, "Hey, if I seem angry, it's because I'm so angry at myself that I can't hide it."
Wow.
And that's just what it comes down to, is like,
Yeah.
because I get so bummed out about like, why the fuck did you do that?
That's so
Why
hard.
did you say that? And it's
Yeah.
like, well, all right. Yeah, it's a real bummer.
But
If I can find
meditation is
a
good,
oh,
though.
meditation's so good. It's so good. It's even not if you're not having like those crazy things I just described. It's great just to clear your mind once in a while.
Yeah.
And I need that, because oh, there's just too much going on up there. It's gross. Time travel, when, where, why?
Ooh,
Also, I could still talk about spirituality, but I would like to get through these
that's
questions
we
first,
can do
because
that.
I will
Well, the time
totally
travel
hit that
thing is
up.
interesting because I would, if I were to travel back in time, would not want to be actually physically present in most time periods,
Sure.
at least not in my current form. So like fly on the wall kind of time travel. Anywhere really and anytime. I know
Boring.
it's terrible.
I mean, I feel the same way. I want to know all the stuff and have all the
Yeah,
experiences,
but like
but if you could
fly
just
on the
go
wall stuff.
one.
I'm gonna just pick one that's not a definitive answer. It's not my only answer, but if
Oh
I
no, this is it.
okay,
Like, when you give
this is the
this
only thing I'm
answer,
allowed.
when time travel happens,
Okay.
this is all you get, is this one answer.
I want to go back in time and see The Clash, like right when they were touring London Calling,
That's a great
and
answer.
like be at a live show in the front row and like see Joe Strummer fucking shred and just be a god.
That would be awesome. That's a
Yeah.
good call. I like that answer. My answer this week is I would time travel 2 weeks from now to the Friday mic that I do, and then just run up on stage, high five myself. And since it's in the future, I already know what's happening, and then have me run back out, and people will be like, what the fuck was that?
Wow.
And I'll just never talk about it ever
Wow.
again. It would be a great
That's
set.
actually that's a really good answer that I never I mean you're technically not supposed to do stuff like that in time travel. Like you're
Well,
not supposed to interfere with
they
things or encounter
say
yourself, but
that,
like
but there's.
do they know what they're talking about though when they say that?
Exactly. Because then we can also talk about, like, are we talking about multiverses? Are we talking about
True.
timeline? What is time?
What
Goddamn hippies.
time's not linear, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, can you actually, technically, can you change the time if you were to go back? Because it happened. Like if I went back in time and like saw me and interacted with me, wouldn't I already know that then? So it's like, oh, I can try, but
Yeah.
it didn't happen. Like, I can. It's physically possible. Maybe I go back and I'm like, oh, who's that weird guy with a beard? the beard for me is brand new.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, who's that weird beard guy? And then sure enough, like at this time, like tomorrow, I'll like look in the mirror and be like, oh, that was me. All right.
That's cute. I also like that answer because it's very self, it's like very self-affirming. And it's like, if you could visit anyone in time, who would you visit? And you're like, myself, to tell me I'm doing okay.
I love those. Yeah. I mean, also, I have to come up with a new one every week. So
right.
Keep
Gotta get
going.
Creative.
Yeah. That one actually is one of my favorites. My favorite is still going. The first one was just going to when I was born and running in and like right before the doctor smacks my ass, I do it and look at my parents and go, this is your future. And then run away.
That is good
also.
That would
be hilarious. Yeah. That would be so good. All right, so time travel is awesome. I love that stuff. I could talk about that. That's what I love, these questions. I'm awesome at this. Can we just say that?
I really do like these questions, genuinely.
Thank you. I'm glad. That's the name of the game. That actually means a lot to me. Cool. Even though I was kind of fishing for it, but listen, I'll take what I can get. Give me a recommendation.
I recommend that everyone go see the movie Arrival.
Okay.
But I specifically recommend that you go see it without... Do you know anything about it?
Nope.
Keep it that way.
Okay.
Go in cold.
Sure.
Just experience
physically
it.
Physically cold? That's dumb. That's a dumb joke.
That is a dumb joke, but you did tell me that you like being cold. Being so cold. I will tell you, yes, Leif, go see it physically cold as well as metaphorically cold.
All right. That was very nice of you to
Yeah,
yes
I saved
that.
You.
Yeah. It's a real dumb joke. Real bad. All right, you're standing on a desert island. You get one thing. What is it?
Actually, so I took a BuzzFeed quiz recently that asked me this question.
Fucking BuzzFeed.
And
taking
it was,
all the
it
good
was like,
questions.
Which Harry Potter house would you be in? Which those quizzes are only, they aren't really that good. Because they're not really.
Clickbait.
It's clickbait, yeah. But my friend was like, here, you have to take this. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. But the question, the options were like. A year supply of food and water.
A year?
Something, I don't even know. It was like, there was like very practical things. And then one of them was a dog. And I was like, yeah, I want a dog.
Oh, that'd be fucking awesome.
Because you're going to get lonely. And I don't want to be like Tom Hanks with like the volleyball head. Like, yeah. I'll just take a dog.
I would bring a plane just and I would just go home. Or books.
Books, yeah.
Lots of books.
Which books?
Oh, God. I would rather stuff I've never read. If you had one book that you had, you for the rest of time, one book, what book would that be?
Does it have to be something I've already read?
Well, that's probably.
It kind of have to be because I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know what book
exactly.
If I had
probably
read it.
Want it to be something. New. That'd be terrible if you're like, oh, I really wanted to read this book. Be like, no, it's terrible. It'd be the worst.
I would bring 100 Years of Solitude.
Okay.
Because it's a very beautiful book and it's very, very good, but it's also kind of long.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't be like bringing something really short where I would get bored right away.
Sure.
I'd bring that.
Give me some time. Probably go with Dune. Dune's real good.
I just read Dune for the first time.
Me
and
too.
I loved it.
It was so good. And even the books after that are, what did you say?
My friend like got it for me because he was reading it and he was oh, I need someone to read this with me because it's too dense and I'm having a hard time. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll read it with you. And then I just like tore through it. And he still hasn't even finished the first half. Like, he's not even done. And I was like, okay, it's good. You're going to want to finish it.
If you ever want the second one, let me know.
Okay.
It's a huge step off. And it's not fair. That first book is a classic for across any form of literature. And the second one is still a great book. But that first one was just too good.
Set the bar
too
high.
Good. Yep. Yeah. And by itself, great book, but nothing compared to the first Dune.
Well, I think the thing that I really loved about the first one is the world building.
Oh,
It immerses you in this really, you know, well thought out universe. And the problem with a sequel to it is that you're already in the universe.
Yep.
So now you're like,
okay,
tell a story really well.
Yep.
And if you don't
honestly,
pull it off.
In my opinion, it's still really good.
Uh-huh.
I'll let you borrow it.
Okay.
If you want. How's my hair?
Looks good.
It does not.
Little,
I know for
a
fact
long.
It is disheveled
it's a little
today.
Shaggy.
Again, you're a very polite guest, but I know for a fact.
Well, you are also wearing headphones, so it's a little hard to see some of it. You could probably use a haircut.
Well, we didn't have to go that far. Jeez.
It's okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Don't
just
ask,
kidding.
You know, if you don't want the truth.
No, it's time for a haircut, and it looks very disheveled because I'm wearing a hat all day.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I had very little time to myself this morning. So I was like, what can I cut out? And it was all the self-grooming stuff. Like, I didn't comb my beard or put anything in it. I look like I just got out of bed and it's been like 8 hours. Oh, I got distracted. Where are we looking? We just talked about my hair and it looks great. Thank you. What's the deal with like existence and stuff?
Okay. Just like an easy one.
Yeah. You know, just like to, you know, quickly.
Well, sentience is a crazy, weird evolutionary accident.
I'm already super excited for where this answer is going.
Cool. None of us asked for it, but it happened to us. So against our will, we are alive. And I actually am an existentialist, but my favorite guy is Soren Kierkegaard. And his whole thing was, yes, we don't know the purpose of being alive, which means that the purpose of being alive is figuring out what your purpose is. So rather than being depressing the way that a lot of people think existentialism is, it's actually really uplifting and liberating. It's empowering because it's like the whole reason that you are alive is to figure out the reason that you're alive.
Is that what an existentialist is?
It's sort of one branch of thought,
I think. That makes me feel way better because I'm in a perpetual existential crisis and being like, what am I doing?
Yeah, but we all are, but that's the point.
And that makes me feel better. You know, I'm less terrified of it, more like, yeah, we're not supposed to know.
We're not supposed to know. It's just not given to us to know.
Oh, good. Keep going forward.
Yeah.
I can't hold on to a mic. You are balancing like six things.
Well, I'm in like a beach chair and you're on a milk crate. So
hey,
I feel like I've got
the...
I'm not bashing you. I'm just saying I have it a little easier in terms of like balancing everything because I'm in a real chair and I can just kind of kick back and relax.
I sit in this thing far too much.
Yeah.
I do a lot of work in this milk crate. It's real weird. Again, why am I just saying these things?
I don't know.
There's something wrong with me. Man, you have great answers. I could just talk about any one of these questions for hours with you. So, do you have an apocalypse survival?
Like a strategy?
Thank you. Yeah, those are words that I should have used.
Well, it sort of depends because there's different kinds of apocalypse, right?
What type of apocalypse would you go for?
I have a zombie apocalypse survival strategy.
Let's do it.
I would probably bet that zombies are not great in the water.
Okay.
So, houseboat,
mm-hmm.
sail to the middle of the ocean, try and set up like a water world type civilization.
You had me at Waterworld.
another movie I've seen
entirely
probably way
too
many too times.
Oh my god. I still see that movie now. I'm like, oh, this is terrible. And think about how many times me and my friends watched that movie.
It's kind of fun though to escape into that world. It's such a great movie and world,
and I love it.
Yeah.
And I love post-apocalyptic, and that's I don't care what anyone says. Terribly great movie.
Yeah.
It's so bad. It is so bad.
But so enjoyable.
Oh my god, it's the most fun.
So that's my like zombie apocalypse strategy.
Have you ever read World War Z?
No.
It'll change your mind about going to the water. Yeah.
Okay. I've heard
also,
people
great movie.
Say...
great book.
Yeah?
Yeah. Are you into zombie stuff?
Some of it. I think it's a little overdone recently.
Without a doubt.
This
one's cool.
The thing that I'm really interested in is like zombie ontology because I think like...
Don't forget who you're talking to.
Like,
let's break that one down
like
for the listeners.
Origin stories. Well, how do the zombies come to be zombies? Don't hide behind your microphone. Like, come out. Okay. But like... how did the zombies come to be zombies? What's the virus? What's the thing? So like I think a lot of stories do it in a very boring way where they're just like, oh, some, you know,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah virus.
And just go straight to the like survival part.
I think the best one I've ever seen is there's this video game called The Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
And
nerd.
I see the worst thing is I don't actually play video games. I'm very bad at them. So I just watch other people play them. So I only know about this because my sister was like, you got to watch me play this game. It's really good.
It's a great game. I am a heavily addicted video gamer.
Oh, okay.
I've had to stop playing because
it was a problem. That's the coolest zombie origin story I've ever mm-hmm. seen because it's like, it's a thing that exists in nature. It's the the fungus cordyceps, which actually like is a real thing. It hasn't made the jump to human beings yet, but that kind of stuff happens evolutionarily all the time. So it is perfectly reasonable to think that a fungus could do that to the human race and turn them all into zombies. So I was like, okay, that's really cool. Also, it's terrifying to like see the people in the video game stumbling around with like weird fungus coming out of their head. So scary. So the zombie thing is like really hit or miss with me. It kind of depends on how good of a job they did at making it clear why there are zombies in the first place.
They do. They also, it because it's not written like your, the movie is not the book.
Yeah.
Don't even know why
That's
they called
I heard.
It that. It's a bunch of like, not even short stories. It's like these chunks, almost like a, the books, oh my God, the books you use. I've been recording all day. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
The books you used in school, like they just had information.
Textbooks.
It's,
wow, you really are bad
I'm
at
thinking. So done. I listen.
That's okay. No, that's good because then that gives me the chance to like alley-oop and help you.
I spent 4 hours recording a Spanish podcast. Okay. I do not speak any Spanish. I tried so hard to follow.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's okay. You're fried. Anyway, textbooks.
I'm a nightmare. It is almost set up like that, where it's like, this is the history, this is how it came here, these are strategies that different people in the country used.
Wow.
This is how, and then like this is how they eventually figured it out, and it's broken down into just like little sections, and it's great, it's wonderful. And but there's a few sections that deal with water situations, and I'm just kind of like, because all my old theories, all water-based.
Oh, okay.
And then after I read that, I went, oh no, I was assuming too much.
Well, it just depends on the kind of zombie. If they're World War Z zombies, that's probably not the strategy.
Yeah, well, so the idea is just that it's not that they are like good in the water, but what they do is like they end up in the water and they just start piling up on each other, and they turn into floating islands of zombies.
Oh God.
And that's the problem. Like you'll be like going around and all of a sudden there's just like millions of zombies in an island floating at you.
Wow.
And
okay.
That's terrifying.
That's really cool though.
Yeah. Oh, it was awesome. But it made me rethink. You know, just go to a field somewhere, or go to the mountains, go to the mountains and set up shop. I just want to go to the
you
mountains.
You really do. You just
want to
go live
to
the in
mountains.
The mountains.
Yeah.
That's fair. I feel that.
I'm just going to use the zombie apocalypse to do that.
Oh, no. I guess I have to go live in the mountains.
Oh, no, here we go.
But really, honestly, like the apocalypse thing is like, if it's really the apocalypse, you're going to die. So
speak for yourself.
Well, if it's like a nuclear apocalypse, it's a question of how quickly you die.
Oh, that is game over.
You know, if you're in like the first wave or the second wave or whatever. But I mean, I'm tough. I think I could probably survive a decent amount of stuff. I'm very resourceful. I'm good at figuring. I'm like MacGyver. I can figure shit out. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
I am also extremely good at building fires. So
there you go.
Yeah.
That is an important
skill. If the apocalypse happens and you're rounding people up to go to the woods, I'm a pretty good candidate to...
Oh, I'm just go.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're just gonna go by yourself.
Well, no, that'll be. I mean, listen, it's easier. There are lots of people who I tell. I'm like, listen, when that goes down, you find me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not waiting up.
Yeah.
But I will. We will go.
Yeah.
Because I need people who know what they're doing. So that's Evan, it. I love you to death. You're staying here, buddy. He's my roommate.
Oh, okay.
He's gonna stay here.
I mean, some people just aren't cut out to survive the apocalypse.
That's the thing. I hope if that happens, if it happens, I just hope I'm first to go, because if I end up getting out there long enough, I think I would do fine. Like I would survive, but it would be so boring.
Yeah.
It would suck, but my instincts would kick in.
My friends used to have this thing that was like, what would you do if you were like the last person on Earth? And my answer is immediately kill myself.
Yeah. I don't
like
know.
Like if everyone I know and love is dead, I don't really see a huge point in being alive anymore.
No,
maybe
watch a few movies, like take a couple weeks off, watch
like,
a couple movies, catch up on some like media,
explore a little bit,
read a lot of comics, but that would last a month, and then it'd be like, well,
be
now
lonely.
I need people, and then game over. But how I would do it a crazy way, that's what I would want to do,
yeah,
it's like shoot myself
that's
into space,
dramatic.
Just see what happens,
oh,
see if I
be
could
dope.
Possibly do that. I'm sure it's not as easy as me like going to Florida and like getting into a shuttle.
Right,
I'm sure there's a few
it's just
steps.
Like waiting
Yeah,
for
just
you.
waiting. Like, yay, hit the button and go. I doubt that's how that works.
No,
But
that's not, we don't have enough
listen.
funding to make that how the space program works.
Oh no. I'll just make my own rocket then and then just explode, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
But I tried.
blaze of glory.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good way to go.
That is the way to go. All right, we're rounding it. We're getting there. Let's play. You want to play a game? And
Sure.
I'll get you out of here.
Okay.
It's called Pitch It.
Okay.
I'm notoriously bad at describing this, so
You trying to pitch
I'm
me pitch
sorry.
it?
Yes,
Okay.
and I'm bad at that.
Okay.
Oh God, when you put it that way,
All
it makes it seem so much worse.
right, let's hear it.
I don't know if you're the best or the worst guess. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Probably both.
It's possible.
Okay.
It is
Let's
possible.
hear it.
All right, so. For the most part, it's a silly rhyming game. That's the biggest one. But the idea is we're going to choose a show or a movie and we're going to rhyme with it. Once you think of the rhyme, you want to pitch the
What
new
the show
show
would be.
idea.
All right.
See? That I'm not that bad
No,
at
you're
that, am
not.
I?
No, I get it.
Everyone has such a hard time with it.
Well, they're all idiots,
Thank
so.
you. There you go. You're back on top.
Yeah.
Favorite
Number
guest. Number
one.
one. All right, so an example, blah 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 would be like, say we chose Mad Men. Don Draper battles depression in Sad
Sad
Men.
Men.
Look at this. You're just a
Okay.
seasoned professional. Well, what show would you like to do? And we'll choose one show and just go with it. And just go, yeah, just one
Well,
show
I
and just
already
rhyme
have
all
one
nonstop.
for Mad Men.
Well,
Is that
give
your example that you use all the
it is the
time?
example. Give me one for Mad Men, then we'll choose something else.
It's an advertising firm that's run by a bunch of fraternity brothers. It's Chad Men.
That's good. Also, we've never done that one. That one's good. That was really good. You're gonna
Thank
be
you.
so good at this game. So what is a show or movie you've been watching a lot recently?
I can see I'm trying to really help myself and think of a title that
It's helpful
how about The West
to
Wing?
The West Wing?
Yeah. Do you know
Okay.
that show?
I know of it, but I have never watched it. Who's just give me one character's name.
Josh is a character.
Perfect. That's all I need.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a good one right up top.
Yeah.
Josh takes to the dating apps just very in just best fling.
Oh,
That
wow.
pitch was
Okay.
terrible.
Okay.
That was a terrible pitch.
Okay, it's about a bunch of birds who are trying to save on rent, so they are all cramming into a small portion of a larger birdhouse, and it's called the Nest Wing.
Nice.
That's
I
not
like
that
that.
good. That's not that
That's
great.
great.
I
It's
can do
gonna get
better.
real bad.
Yeah.
Josh changes his job and goes and becomes a oh no.
You already hate yourself for what you're about to say.
I always hate myself for what I'm about to say, but now I can't think of the word.
Wow.
It ends up being the pest wing.
Okay.
What is the job when you kill stuff? Thank
Exterminator.
you. Oh, Jesus.
Okay. See, I'm trying to do both words, which is hard. It was okay with birds because wing is a bird thing.
I usually only do one and I'll stick with that one, but I was very lucky with the best fling. I don't know why that's the one
Yeah.
that came up first, but hey, I'll take it. It's the first time I think I rhymed with both.
Yeah,
I'm very
it's
proud of myself right now.
when the pressure is on, it's sort of hard to do it organically.
Yeah. Just embrace how silly and stupid this game is, and I guarantee it's going to start clicking. Ooh, that had a nice pop to
That
it.
did have Oh, I can't even hear it, so I
Real
don't
nice. I just like how you're like, yeah, I agree. Yeah,
know.
that's fine. It's great.
I'm very docile.
Yeah. I did that today. God. They were saying how good the episode was, and I was trying to say something about how the quality sounded of an episode we did like last week. I was trying to explain the quality was very good and I wanted to work on it. And I was like, well, so we should try doing this. And as I was saying, this guy's like, yeah, the Spanish was great. I went, yeah, the Spanish was wonderful. And everyone just stopped. I went, Don't know why I said that. Don't understand one word you said, but I really like you. I'm just trying to be on your side, and I just can't be mean. So there
that's
was that.
That's good, though. Yeah. That's your instinct, is just to be like, yes, I loved the Spanish.
And it just came out. And as I did, I was sitting there, it's like, oh, who am I fooling? No, everyone knows I don't know. Oh, boy. Ugh.
I've got another show.
Do it.
It's about a member of the royal family who
starts, I know where it's going,
getting very, very good at one of the world's oldest board games. It's the Chess King.
Ooh, okay. It wasn't quite where
what did
I was
you,
going.
You pitched me your king show.
Well, I'm going to switch it up.
Oh, okay. Because
you can figure it out, but I'm going to go a slightly different route and say Josh gets really big into brushing his teeth in Crest Wing.
Ooh.
I thought you were going to say, like, the Royal Crest
Wing. Oh, okay. No, I wasn't going to say that. Do you have any others?
Yeah, no, I jumped the gun. Oh, yeah, we can think of a bunch of them.
Okay. I don't know if I have any more.
You're putting too much pressure on yourself. They are supposed to be silly and stupid.
Okay.
How about Josh becomes Swamp Thing in the West Thing?
Okay.
I shouldn't say
but
thing
a cowboy
in the pitch.
A cowboy swamp monster.
Sure.
The
Is
West
he a cowboy?
Thing.
The West Thing.
Right?
Ooh, there you go. Swamp Thing's arch nemesis.
Yes.
The West Thing.
The West Thing. Oh boy.
The West Ting Tings. That's a band, right?
That is a band. They sing the song "That's Not My Name." Do you know that song?
Oh yeah, that's not my name.
That's the Ting Tings. That's like their only.
Their
only hit.
That is true. It's a fun song. Very,
I liked
very catchy.
It. Yeah.
It'll stick in your head forever.
Yeah.
Like, that song will now be on every podcast forever. And
okay.
I'm not happy about it, but listen, that's what happens.
This is just the rules of podcasting.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, I really can't think of any more.
No more?
I'm
come
blanking.
On.
No, I'm blanking.
Josh goes and dresses up nice in the Vest Wing. I will get terrible.
The Vest Wing. Okay. You really will. You have no shame.
Or it's German in the Westwing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Westwing.
Actually, it's Norwegian. The Westwing.
The Westwing. Well, they can be kind of similar.
Yeah.
I actually do a very good German accent, but I'm not going to do it on this podcast.
What? Why not?
Because.
Because why?
No pressure. You might, if you're lucky, hear it another time. I don't know. I'm just kind of looking around now.
The West Bling. He takes to the streets.
Well, racist.
Eh, probably.
Let's see. Vest, nest, crest, chess. He gets visited. Josh gets visited by the Pope, and he is the Blessed Wing.
There you go. You got it. He becomes a chef in the Zest Thing.
Ooh,
Zest Wing.
The
Zest
Wing.
Wing.
The
That's
Zest
his restaurant,
Wing.
The Zest Wing.
Okay. It's Josh grows boobs, the Breast Wing.
There you go. The prequel to The Zest Wing is when he just first started to learn how to cook in The Zest Bring.
Oh, because he
had to
bring.
He
remember
was just like
to bring
a,
the zest.
Yeah.
He kept forgetting it. And it's like,
he's a
Josh,
silly guy. Josh,
you're never
going
to be a famous chef if you keep forgetting to bring the zest.
Yeah.
He is very untidy in The Messed Wing.
There you go. Josh goes back to school in the Test Wing.
Oh, okay.
It's a high school drama.
Yeah. Like Degrassi.
Yes. I've never seen it, but
me
I
neither.
Agree with you.
It's the...
Nice. It's we should have probably just gone with yes and moved on.
Yes. Like Degrassi, which
yes,
we've
we
both
are,
definitely seen.
Totally. We'll fix that in post.
Post.
Probably not. No. But why not? All right, now I think I may be
I
out.
Think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did all the... If you think of any more, tweet at me, at Phipps Don't Lie on Twitter, and tell me what you thought of.
Yes. Do that.
Just tweet at me, because Leif won't see it, because he doesn't check Twitter.
Nope.
So,
I get a lot of shit from people who have texted me, or like messaged me, and been like 2 weeks later, like, oh, thank you for listening. They're like, dude, you need to get on the internet.
Yeah.
I'm
so just send them to me and I'll forward them to him via carrier pigeon, which is his preferred
mode.
Oh,
you have carrier pigeons too? They're great. Oh, they're so wonderful. It only takes really like nice. Hours or days to get messages mm-hmm. to someone who lives down the block. They're great. It's really amazing. Nice. Technology,
well,
right?
You know, there's something to be said for doing things the old-fashioned way.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. I feel like now I'm just the butt of every joke.
Yep.
Well, that is not new. Where can we find you?
You can find me, as I have said many times so far, on Twitter, at Fibs Don't Lie. You previously could have found me at the Experiment Comedy Gallery, but now you can't find me there anymore.
No. That's a bummer.
I don't know. I'm around. I live off the JMZ, so you could probably see me on one of those
trains.
Probably
don't have to say that. Well, I was thinking more like Instagram. Listen, there are
Instagram.
A dozen of us.
Well, the funny thing about my Instagram is that it's just my last name, but with five I's, which is really, really hard to tell people. Like, oh yeah, follow me. I'm Fips, but with five I's.
With five I's.
And you have to get all five, because if you do four, it's not going to work.
It's a whole different
six
person.
Six isn't going to work. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm out there. Just find me.
Cool. Thank you so much for doing this. I had
my
a lot
pleasure.
Of fun.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. I really appreciate you taking the time and the effort to do this.
No problem.
I really do have so much respect for people's time, and it is crazy that they're willing to give it to me. But thank you. And you know where to find me at said Leif. Instagram, Bear with Leif. I think there are six pictures on there. It's real cool. Still have 91 followers.
That's not so bad.
That is great for me. I don't use it. It's not good. I'm trying, though. I'm trying.
You'll get there. Or you won't.
Probably not.
It's fine.
I
you don't
live
have
in a
to
van.
Get there. Can I tell you something? Which is that you don't have to get there.
I don't?
You actually don't.
Oh, my God.
You can just live your
that
life however
best.
You're living it.
That's the best
And
news
as long
I've
as you're not hurting
day.
People, you don't have to worry about it.
Can I hurt my roommate?
Just how
emotionally.
Badly?
Just emotionally. Purely emotional.
I'm
you haven't
say,
met him yet, so it's not fair.
Yeah.
For
Does he hurt you?
Oh, every day.
Well, then yes.
Yay.
Revenge. It's
pure
totally fine.
Revenge. Oh, high five for revenge. Oh, check out the website, brainmachinecomedy.com. It makes sense now. And you'll see all the other wonderful projects I'm working on that I'm super proud of and cannot believe I got to do all them. It's great. Go check it out. I do stand up around the town. You know where to find me. All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.